An amendment by Republican Senator David Simmons stayed intact, giving local school boards, not the State Board of Education, the final say on the fate of failing public schools. It was meant to ease concerns over a potential loss of local authority, but that wasn't enough to sway bill opponents to vote for the bill.
It's the bigger picture that I'm concerned about. Year by year, we could see legislation to make it easier and easier. Year by year, we could see an increase in the standards set in our schools as a setup to set them up to fail. And I'm just concerned that this is the beginning of an ingenious plot.
Democratic Senator Darren Soto and others likened the proposal to a corporate takeover of public schools. Under the plan, teachers would be allowed to petition school districts to consider one of four existing turnaround options, including overhauling the administration and even closing the school. But the option most people are focused on is the conversion option. Under state law, a district can choose to convert that failing school into a charter. Opponents to the bill say unscrupulous for-profit charter school corporations could mislead unsuspecting parents into signing a petition to convert their school into a charter, effectively privatizing it. Before the Senate's vote, a petition in favor of the bill was found to have duplicate signatures and even the names of some opponents. And Democratic Senator Jeff Clemons used that issue to question the integrity of the petition process outlined in the bill.
If we've got parents supposedly signing this petition to say we want parent empowerment, and then we find out later that those signatures were either forged or duplicated or that they never signed that in the first place, how can we at all trust this process that allows parents to petition to change over their schools into a corporate school?
State law allows students to transfer out of failing public schools. They can go to a better performing one in their district while it foots the bill for transportation. Parents are also able to send their kids to charter schools regardless. And there's also the ability for low-income students to use the state's corporate tax scholarship program to enter private school. Those pushing for the parent empowerment bill say still more needs to be done for the kids left in the failing school. And they hold up the parent trigger bill as a solution.
We do need to come around as an entire community to help these kids. But I think one person who knows what might help this kid may be the parent. And I don't understand the fight of saying we don't want to listen to the parent.
Bill sponsor, Senator Kelly Stargell of Lakeland, urged her fellow lawmakers to advance the proposal. Stargell said a vote in favor of the Parent Empowerment Act is a vote to give parents a voice. Any decision to convert a school would still be up to districts, but Stargell says her proposal would at least give parents a seat at the table.
We have four options that this school district or five options the school district can look at now. We will have five options when this bill is passed. The only difference is that they get to listen to the suggestion of the parent.
But in the end, that wasn't enough.
Will all senators vote on the bill, please? All senators vote. Have all senators voted? Lock the board and record the vote.
20 yeas, 20 nays, Mr. President.
And so the bill fails.
Groups like the Foundation for Florida's Future, created by former Governor Jeb Bush, backed the bill. So did Students First, another school reform group started by Michelle Rhee, Governor Rick Scott's former education advisor and former Washington, D.C. chancellor. The California-based Parent Revolution Group, which started the Parent Trigger movement in that state a few years ago, was also part of the push for the bill. In opposition were teachers' unions and parent groups such as the Florida PTA. The bill's failure generated cheers from the audience. But that led Senate President Don Gates, a former school district superintendent, to use his teacher's voice and chastise the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen in the galleries, this is the Senate of the state of Florida. If I have one more outburst pro or against any bill, I'll clear those galleries. Do you understand it? Thank you. Take up and read the next bill.
The Senate vote marks the second year the proposal has failed on a tie. Advocates for the bill had hoped this year would be the charm. Many of the moderate and libertarian-leaning Republicans who had joined with Democrats to kill the proposal last year were termed out of the legislature and were replaced with more conservative lawmakers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.